Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fourth and final hour of the G-Bag Nation. We have Rangers baseball coming up at 6 o'clock. They're in Kansas City and fingers crossed for a dub. Two games short of 500 right now. We'll hit the expressway G-Bag of the Day in L.A. Live. All coming up right around the corner. It's time for Wolchuk's Football Fix. Here he is, Zach.
Let's do it. Let's get our fix right after this.
You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir.
Wrong side!
Left side!
Wrong side!
Left side!
I use these for acid indigestion.
So what are we going to use these for?
Intimidation.
You know I got to get my fix, man.
Big news of the day so far, the Mahomes deal. Over $500 million. He is the first billion-dollar athlete, half-billion-dollar athlete, I should say, in the National Football League. He reworked his deal. He's now going to be signed up through 2033. He's got a value of $504.75 million. That makes it the first NFL deal valued at over $500 million. And he's now the first quarterback to eclipse Dak Prescott since he got his deal done in terms of average per year, sitting around $64 million a season.
You're getting that Pat Mack money now.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Isn't that nuts?
That is crazy.
That is freaking wild that we're even having that conversation. Like, McAfee's looking at maybe making as much a year as Patrick Mahomes, but congratulations to him. And he's now making more per game than Puka Nacua's entire rookie contract, as the underdog Twitter put out, which is just nuts, but well-deserved for Patrick Mahomes, who many still view as the best quarterback in the sport right now.
He's making more in one game than Nacua's entire?
One game.
Whew.
Yeah.
He deserves it. Do you think he's the best quarterback in the game?
I still would take Mahomes. Like, in a draft, I'm still going to take Mahomes over anybody, yeah.
I mean, he's proven that if you can get him there, he can make magic happen.
Yeah.
But, man, it'd be really hard to not take Josh Allen.
Yeah. Look, Allen's fantastic, but I guess, like, Mahomes has gotten the best of him. And I know it's not like quarterback versus quarterback, but there's still just something about it. Like, Mahomes has come away victorious when they've gotten to play each other in the postseason.
He's done it with deep, explosive, like, whatever it was, 2018, we're going to chuck the ball all over the yard, and then, okay, you give me lesser weapons, I'll just dink and dunk you to death. Like, he does that, and he comes up clutch. So I think it would still be Mahomes for me over any other quarterback.
Crazy. But congratulations to him. Now we've got another center that's being paid, and I wonder how you're feeling about this. The Chiafalo family, we might have to check in on that. Yeah, what do you got?
Because I had to look this up. The next, do you think we're getting to the point where we're going to start to see a separate salary cap just for quarterbacks then?
I hope so. Because I think that'd be a great thing for the league.
I mean, Dak did what he did, but now it's 3 years removed. Are we going to start to see with these guys coming up? And I was just looking up that the next collective bargaining agreement ends. It expires March of 2031. Do we have to have that before then, or is that something that you negotiate after 2031?
That's a good question, because I do think they also have in the current CBA that you can't go to an 18th game until it's expired. But there's already talk that the 18th game might happen before.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I wonder if we're going to have a separate.
Yeah.
Quarterback salary cap
for these. Is that just like there's just like max contracts like in the NBA? Like it's just is what it is.
I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. I think that if you get to a certain level, maybe you get that. Maybe it's tiered for first year guys, third year guys, fifth year guys, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
If you earn them, you know, maybe there's a cap on you know. You can become a $35 million quarterback. You become a $50 million quarterback. Become a $60 million quarterback.
Dude, if I was in the union and I was a member of the working class, you know, I would. This would be my main point of emphasis right now. We're out here getting our asses kicked.
Yeah.
For $1 million, $800,000. This dude's making 60 mil. And I get it, the economy and the supply and the demand and everything, but we got to square this up one way or another. And if we unite as a union, right, let the top 12 players vote on whatever they want, you know? But we got to vote on, and we're going to overpower them by a count of 4 or 5 to 1. We have to vote on smoothing out the money.
Yeah.
Raise the minimum salary to $4 or $5 million. And, you know, quarterbacks won't have the space to hit 60.
Yeah, and maybe like with the edge rushers, I mean, they're getting close. Like Will Anderson's at $50 million now, which I never thought that we'd really see, like even an edge rusher getting
as
close.
And we're at war against them too. Yeah. You know, we're at war against edges, all the star players in the game.
Yeah, you know? I mean, it is a massive discrepancy. And they haven't, I don't think they've raised, I'd have to go back and look at the year. But to your point, like the average salary, like it is something that they need to go back and
Quarterback salaries have gone from $15 to $60 million, and the NFL minimum has stayed the same.
There you go. Yeah, it's crazy. And I do think, Brian, to your point, you might be right. I think that might be good.
The average salary for NFL players approximately $3.2 to $5.2 million per year, depending on how you look at the data.
Yeah, the average. The average, you take all of their income and divide it by 55 or 60 or whatever, that's going to hit the average. What's the median? You know, half people making under, half the people making over.
Yeah, and that's why you can't have like...
In reality, here's your goes, Dawson. The median salary in the NFL is closer to $1 to $2 million per year.
Mm. Well, we got another
shot. And the star quarterbacks are probably worth 60 times more.
Sure.
But that's not what this is really about.
No, because I think you'd also have the NFLPA have a better opportunity to really push and fight the owners. But then you've got players, 20 through 52 on the rosters that are like, I need my game checks. I can't realistically threaten to sit out of games because I need to be paid.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, if they could make it through one negotiation and then a cycle of 10 years where the minimum guys are making more money, then you get to the next CBA with a much more solidified and secure labor force.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what you want is for all of your guys to be good for a year. You can't get there right now.
No, you can't. Now, center Aaron Brewer and the Miami Dolphins have now reached a deal on a 3-year, $52.5 million extension. That includes $37 million guaranteed. That's going to make him one of the highest paid centers. I don't know if you were to poll NFL fans that they'd even know who Aaron Brewer is.
Yeah, simply don't know ball. That's disappointing.
Man.
He was an undrafted guy. He's not a big name, but he is a really good
stud.
Yeah, he's a really, really good center. He's a little bit undersized, so if you're one of those offenses that's trying to just really bully people, but he was a guy that can really get out in space. You can pull him and do some fun stuff with him, so... Hey, he's worth it.
Worth it. Giants edge Abdul Carter suffered what sources classify as a minor ankle sprain during practice Monday. We were discussing that during Monday's show, and that's officially what it is. Now, Giants general manager Joe Shane said that he believes Malik Nabers is going to be fine for week one against the Dallas Cowboys. That will be a big storyline to monitor ahead of the week one opener. He had to have that second cleanup surgery to remove scar tissue earlier in the offseason after he suffered an ACL tear. And news of that second surgery just went crazy. And now people were like, ah, he's probably not going to be available to play. But hey, their general manager still saying, I'm positive. I think he's going to be good to go for that week. Now, who is Tyler Smith the most excited about of the new additions this offseason for your Dallas Cowboys? Take it away, Tyler.
I'm excited about a few guys, but I think the addition of Rashawn Gary, you know, to that defensive side of the ball, bro, is just huge. I feel like, you know, he's a lightning rod in terms of the attitude you should really have, you know, as a defensive player. And I feel like, you know, the accountability aspect that he's pushing on that side of the ball is going to be huge for us. Like, you know, we do a lot of body work together, you know, after OTAs and stuff. So, like, even when we're doing rehab, like, I see him, you know, on his iPad watching practice. And, like, I asked him because, you know, we're OTA, so we only get, like, 12 plays together. It's not very much. I'm like, what are you watching, bro? He's like, oh, bro, you know, I'm watching individual, you know, and I'm making sure guys ain't, you know, slacking on these drills. Like, you know, I'm making sure guys are, you know, locked in to what we're trying to do and, like, you know, what we're trying to perfect. Because ultimately, like, you know, he owns it. Like, he holds ownership, you know, for that side of the ball. To him, like, you know, that's his house. That's the house that he wants to continue to build. So, you know, I'm super excited about him.
Sean Gary,
leadership,
man.
Intangibles.
Continues to build.
Trying to see dominance. That's what I'm trying to see. Okay, I'm trying to see legit production. I do like the leadership. You know, I love the attitude, that kind of stuff. I want to see him go out there. Can you be a double-digit sack guy? Can you do that?
Yeah, but I tell you what, Vach and I were talking about that this morning. He might be your best overall defensive lineman when it comes to pass and run.
Excluding Quinnen Williams or including?
Including.
Yeah, he might be a better pass rusher than Quinnen. It's by that. I mean, yeah.
I don't even think he's a better pass rusher than Quinnen.
I mean, he's had 7.5, 7.5, 9, 6, 9.5. Like, he hasn't had less than 6 sacks, and he's had over 7.5 for pretty much every year but one since 2021. Like, he's been a solid pass rusher throughout his career. Might not be a 10 sack guy, but he is kind
might
of that guy.
Might be different having a guy like Quinnen Williams on his team, though.
I could be.
Now, that might help him even more.
Like, he's not the elite.
Well, I mean, it helped him having Micah, at least for the first half of last year.
Yeah. I mean, he had 7.5 sacks in the first 8 games of last year. And then certainly things went, I mean, I don't know if there was injury or his play just declined. But, yeah, I mean, maybe he is a better pass rusher than we're giving him credit for. I'd love it. If he could have a double-digit season, I think we'd all think that that's amazing. But I think 8 is a fair expectation for him. To have.
What do you think's fair for Quinnen? I mean, he had the huge year, but other than that, it's been 5-6, you know, and maybe as he approaches 30, that burst up the field, that get off is going to be slowing down a little bit, and you're going to be, you know, a suffocating power defensive tackle in the run game.
I think teams are getting better at inside at guard and center. I don't think they're going to allow guys like Quinnen Williams to have a lot of sacks. You know, I think the sacks are going to have to come from the from your edges, from your outside linebackers. I mean, the edges here are kind of like I noticed when I went through the. Remember last week I was telling you guys how they listed these guys. Remember I was saying, oh, Donovan Ezeraco is listed as a defensive end, and well, this time around, if you look at the roster, they've got Ezeraco, Gary, Leofau, Houston Williams, Lawrence, Land, Wheat. Those are all outside linebackers. Everybody else is listed as a defensive tackle. So remember last week it was like they had separated, like guys were listed as defensive end. Actually, they had Gary listed as a defensive lineman, which would mean that he could probably play stand up, edge, maybe even play some defensive tackle for you. I just don't think teams are going to allow you to attack him in the middle like they once did. I think we're getting better at guard. I think we're getting better at center too. Which is kind of limiting, not allowing those defensive tackles. And hopefully Quinnen Williams has 6 to 8 sacks. But I don't think teams are going to let those guys do that in the middle.
I get that. Now, this was a fascinating article from ESPN today just about personnel grouping. So the best offenses in 11, 12, 13, 21, and 22 personnel groupings. Best in the league when it came to 11 personnel.
Dallas.
Which is one running back, one tight end, and 3 wide receivers, was the Dallas Cowboys. They had the most snaps, 479 passing attempts to 244 rushing attempts. They had just under 5,000 total yards and 22 total touchdowns. They led the NFL with EPA, expected points added, well over 101 on 11 personnel snaps, averaging 6.6 yards per play. Dak helped the offense produce a league best 206.7 passing yards per game. Running back Javonte Williams and the team also saw high-level rushing production at a league-best 80 yards per game out of 11 personnel. The team to watch for this upcoming season with Joe Brady taking over as the head coach, maybe more of that from Buffalo. But teams with the best 12 personnel, 1 running back, 2 tight ends, 2 wide receivers, that was the Cleveland Browns, surprisingly. And I was
soon to be the
to
Atlanta
that.
Falcons, right?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I could see that. 13 personnel. This one was not a surprise. 1 running back, 3 tight ends.
Rams.
1 wide receiver was the Rams. This is the new thing for McVay.
Right.
McVay like remakes his offense every handful of years, and the 13 personnel was certainly something that he was running a lot out of, and I think more teams are going to copycat that this coming season.
Yeah, the Bears are coming with that with Ben Johnson after drafting Roush to go along with Komet and Loveland.
I can see that.
I mean,
for
sure.
There
was a huge tight end run in like the second round of the draft.
A lot of teams, and the Rams added another one in Max Clair from Ohio State,
yeah.
who might be one of the better all around tight ends. So yeah, these teams are looking at like, can I do that? Can I find a way to get three tight ends that I feel good enough about to rock this 13 personnel to where I can not only run out of that, but also be able to pass out of it as
yeah,
well.
You have to be able. And the reason why Dallas doesn't have a good 13 personnel package is because they got really one guy, right? You think about Ferguson.
Span Ford, I think, is good enough.
But compared to the other teams that are really good at 13 personnel with the Rams, that these teams that are running these personnel groups that are very like 12, 13 personnel heavy have so much better tight ends than you do. And there's no sense for Dallas to be a 13 personnel team if they don't have, you know, if they have maybe a guy and a half. Or, you know, if that.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully Michael Trigg can step up 40, and that could be a guy that can help you feel better about using it. But that certainly seems to be a trend that's going to pick up this year in the NFL.
Do you need two guys that can block and one downfield weapon in that, or is it kind of mix and match?
It is mix and match, but I think ideally you'd have at least two guys that you feel good enough about blocking.
Right on. Well, thank you, Wolchuk. Football fix in the books. We'll hit the expressway, take a snapshot of the breaking sports stories of the day, get you the G-Bag of the Day in LA Live, and hand you off to the pregame show coming up at the top here on 10.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us, listen to the Powers That Be, wherever you get your podcasts.
5-3 The Fan. All right, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It's a double sports Wednesday night. You have Rangers baseball coming up at 6 o'clock. You have the NBA Finals at 7:30. And we're fired up for both those things. The Expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts. G-Bag of the Day here coming up in about 3.5 minutes. I think Knicks fans are finding out that karma is tough. It is. As ahead of Game 4, the NYPD announced it would prevent fans from gathering around MSG unless they were going to the game or had business specific to that area. So they had greenlit a special small-scale party of 1,000 fans outside the Garden. But just hours before the game, Knicks owner James Dolan says, "I'm canceling that bad boy because of the city's onerous security restrictions." So this is kind of like a Knicks versus city government story that's playing out. And it's as a result of the Knicks fans being unruly. I think social media suffers. Those Knicks fans suffer. And I don't think it's a massive win for Spurs fans, because I think they'll just be assaulted at a different place on their walk back to their hotel.
Yeah.
But that's the situation. A statement released by the MSG accusing the mayor, Mamdani, of transforming the streets around the arena into a police state in order to freeze out fans from celebrating. I don't think anybody's trying to stop your celebrating. They're trying to stop the assaults and the vandalism, the jumping on cars.
Yeah, it's a big difference. Celebrate all you want. Let's just not beat people up.
Dolan, in an interview on WFAN this afternoon, taking aim at the city's leadership, quote, "I don't think they have faith in their own police force. The mayor's office and the police commissioner, too, do not have the experience. They have never managed anything like this before. It's like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches coming out the sides." So, yeah, it is unfortunate. I think once you've taken to assaults and destroying public and private property, you should probably expect this. This doesn't seem like overzealous.
They were upset, man. You moved them away from their party spots. All the bars and stuff down there by the Garden were closed. Parking was closed. They were upset, and their squad lost.
Yeah, they lost, and, you know.
You ruined their party.
Yes, and maybe they feel like they're getting robbed here with this Wimby stuff. Is, you know, I think one of the more interesting storylines tonight, is he going to crash out again and assault somebody on the court and get away with it?
Or is a Knicks player going to, you know, put the red dot on him?
Yeah.
And return fire a little bit. I know Draymond Green was kind of calling out the Knicks players like, man, he does that to Brunson. If somebody did that to Steph, I'd have gotten kicked out of that game, and it would have been worth it to let that person know, hey, that's not how we're going to treat our guy.
Yeah, that's a great point. Like, you know, at what point do the Knicks do what Wemby was having the Spurs do to Shea last series?
Yeah, hard fouls. Get your goon out there.
Is it too early? Does Wemby, you think, have to win a championship before we start hating on him for this stuff? Am I just early to this party? Because I feel like Wemby might be one of the most dirty players in all of sport right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think the more winning is going to take place. I mean, Josh Hart had a double kick on Cornette.
Yeah,
he double kicked him.
Yeah,
and no Knicks fan is crying about that. I mean, it's a physical series. It is what it is. They're getting. I mean, that's the entire game plan for these other teams versus Wemby. It's just to be physical as hell with them. So he's kind of returning fire that way. Like, Brunson had a fistful of his waistband and jersey on that play where he mushed him to the ground. It's like Brunson was grabbing onto his entire uniform. Like, I'm not going to let you do that to me. And, hey, Russ, please call the fouls. No problem. I fouled them. Great. They should have called that foul. It wasn't a flagrant foul. And
it wasn't?
If it was not in my mind and not in the NBA's mind.
I think it was only not a flagrant because they wanted to keep him in this series. How can you take a guy by the back of his head and try to throw him down, and that's not a flagrant?
It's a shove. I think what they said, a shove is different than a punch.
All righty. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. Maybe we have time towards the end of this hour to pick up that conversation. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius, G-Bag of the Day.
All right.
Bum, bum, bum.
G-Bag of the Day, we do every weekday on The Fan at 5:30. My name is L.A. This is brought to you by EastDallasDiesel.com. It's all about the finals, all about the NBA finals right now. Our winner and champ going for two today is Mr. Jamie Foxx out of Terrell, Texas.
Hey, Jamie.
He does an impersonation of the Inside the NBA crew, Shaq, Charles, Ernie. I think he's just figured out this Ernie impersonation. He wanted to give it to you before the NBA Finals was over with.
13 of 16 here in the garden. I'm here. They're there. We're all here. Shaq is here. Charles is here. Kenny's here. What do you think, Shaq? I don't know what the f*** he said, but we're here. It's great here in the garden right now. Here at the New York Knicks, everyone's here. Ben Stiller's here. Timothy Chalamet's there. Spike Lee's there. Everyone is here in the garden. We're here. They're there. We're going to be here. We'll be here all night. They'll be there all night. What do you think? Charles, weigh in. Ernie, let me say this. We're here. They're there. We're here. We'll be right back. Kia, right here in the garden.
Kia. It's like it's almost there, man. It's like at a six. We need it at a 10. It's at a six right now. That Kia sounds good. Work that back in there,
Jay.
How do
you like his Charles?
I love his Charles where he's fighting through and he's throwing it to Shaq before he can get anything out.
Yeah, I like that. See, we just got to work it out a little bit.
You do a good Charles, though.
Sometimes I do. I'm on the third day of a hangover, so I don't know
what's going
on.
Day three?
Yes, what I said. And it's not like the headache one. It's just nausea, and I'm finally getting hungry.
Okay, that's good.
I want a pizza so bad right now, fam. The whole damn thing.
But the answer is more beer, right, Dr. Dawson?
Mm. Yeah, well, it absolutely is.
I listened to Dawson last night, and let me tell you, bro, it worked, okay? At first, I was gotten a little nauseated again as I was going through it, but I was like, I'm going to fight through it.
Yeah.
And after I got finished, I felt great. I woke up this morning, I went on like a 4-mile little walk in the hills and whatnot, felt great. As soon as the walk was over with, Nazi was like, hey, I'm back, baby.
Yeah.
You can't shake me.
Wow.
I'm back with you. Yeah, I just got to eat more. I didn't eat enough this weekend. Did too much drinking and not enough eating. Can't believe I'm learning that lesson in my 40s.
Yeah, what I'm about to say,
yeah,
that's
something you're supposed to learn a long time ago.
Eat more.
Yeah. All right, so we're talking about Wemby being a dirty player. Yeah, he's there. What was that? Isaiah Hartenstein or whatever.
Hartenstein.
Yeah, he elbowed that fool in the face. Wimby elbowed him in the face.
This guy's attacking people.
No call.
No call. No.
No call.
That was the most savage elbow I've ever seen.
I've never seen that.
Yeah.
And you know the elbows hurt.
You're talking Tom Jonovich and Kermit Washington.
It's crazy. Oh,
wow. Level violence. Oh, oh, Tom Jonovich.
Wait, is this the Nas Reed one? Is this the T-Wolves one, or did he do one on Hardenstein?
He did one on Hardenstein.
He did one on Hardenstein.
We got another one.
Yeah, we got another one.
Jeez. Yeah, he did Hardenstein something nasty. I mean,
don't get me wrong. It's not like, hey, you need to be overlooking this. Call the freaking foul.
Call it. Just call it. But no, they want to protect him, man. He's the superstar right now. They want to protect us, in my opinion. Let's go to New York
City. Fans are triggered, by the way, by my take.
They don't like that?
They can't see the truth.
Well, and our one Knicks fan in the 512 is triggered by me.
Okay.
Worst take of all time. Jack Hole.
We went back to back on those?
Yeah, we went back to back.
Great. High five. Same take, Eric. Dawson, please shut the bleep up.
Jeez.
It was pretty awesome.
It's fantastic, dude. Yeah. I love it.
Hey, there's something for everybody
out
there.
It's fun. It makes the finals more fun.
It's wild. It's wild. A lot of screaming and hollering at the TV in my house right now.
He didn't see that!
I mean, and hey, I would love to go back to a league where the hard foul was allowed.
Right.
Let's go back there.
Yeah.
But that's not where we are. So I just want some consistency.
No, no. We got ankles touching, and that's a flagrant.
And I do hate
the Spurs. That's crazy.
I do hate the Spurs a lot.
After seeing Wimby throw a guy on the ground, and then we got the ankle touch, that's flagrant. I was like, okay, what are we watching, bro?
Yeah, that was crazy.
What is happening here? Let's go to New York City point guard, Stephon Marbury. He's talking about Wimby being a dirty player. After what he did to Brunson, he has some advice for the Spurs. Remember, this man is from New York.
I'll tell you something about Wimby. Wimby is an international player. Okay, they play dirty overseas, just so you know. We're not used to playing dirty in America the way how Wimby just now threw Jalen Brunson. Now, if I'm watching film and I see Wimby throw somebody on my team, if he throws somebody like that, the next game, I'm going to pop him in his, I'm going to pop him in his rib cage so hard with my elbow that he's going to fall and drop to the ground and he's going to wish he never put his hands on me. Okay? So next game, I guarantee you, after y'all watch that film, what he did to Jalen Brunson, you better know that whenever he get on a basketball court, you better make sure you put You better put that knife in his neck.
Ooh.
All right? That's what it's at.
Yeah, it's New York right there. Put the knife in his neck.
Yeah, that means Brooklyn. A literal knife.
Yeah, it means a real knife.
Yeah.
That's Brooklyn right there for you. Point guard, Stephon Marbury. He got statues and everything in, China?
Yes, he does. He's a legend. He's Guangdong legend, Tigers, bro. Probably. Yeah.
Guangdong Tigers.
I do think that needs to be in the moment, though.
Yeah.
You know, that needs to be in the same game. It's not next game.
No,
it needs to be
right
now.
Right now, right now.
It's like when your quarterback gets clobbered, you want your offensive lineman to attack immediately.
Immediately.
Let's go. Defend our guy.
They got this big German dude that never plays named Ariel. I don't know if he's on the active roster, but he's probably their biggest guy that they don't need for the rotation.
There you go. Run him out there.
Yeah. I mean,
your job is to get ejected in the first 30 seconds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. I think you have to order something like that because you know the retaliation is going to be punished. That's how it always works.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want it to be one of your stars.
Draymond Green will punch you right in the jaw in front of everybody, get kicked out the game, and clap on his way out. Like, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I did it.
Some things are bigger than that.
No, man. All right, Lil Bootsy, I played this one yesterday. He's not a fan of Caleb Williams' Madden cover, the Chicago Bears quarterback. He likes to paint his nails. So he's on the cover with the Madden with his nails all showing off. And Boosie's not a fan.
I come up on the Tecmo Bowl. I never thought in a million years that I would see a Madden cover with one of the best players with his fingernails painted. A game that's sold to billions of little boys. What kind of message are they sending to these little boys? I never thought in a million years, I will see this. Next is going to be lipstick on the covers, thongs. Man hiking a ball with a thong in his ass.
Man hiking the ball with a thong in his ass.
It's amazing. We need to five-time this thing right now.
Man, the way you said that was incredible.
That's that Baton Rouge sauce right there.
Thongs.
Lipstick, man. Thongs.
Man, hiking the ball.
Hiking the ball with a thong in his ass.
Lipstick on the covers. Thongs. man hiking a ball with a thong in his head.
That's awesome.
That's so funny.
I want Boosie to read me a book, bro.
Yeah.
I need to do the audio version of Boosie, bro. Yeah. Okay, what else we got? There's a content creator coming up in a game. He's got like 10,000 followers right now. His name is Trevor Questions. He hangs around the baseball community, MLB community. Are you guys familiar with LaTroy Hawkins?
Yeah, old pitcher.
There we go.
Pitcher, yeah.
Back through heat, tall guy.
Yeah.
There we go. He's like a bullpen coach right now for somebody, right?
Probably.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
Boston?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I think he is. I shouldn't have jumped out there and said that fast.
But anyway, yeah, Minnesota Twins.
Hey,
you nailed it.
All right. Trevor Questions was catching LaTroy Hawkins outside of the hotel as the team was loading up and getting inside the hotel, and he was going to ask him a question. And I like Troy Hawkins' answer.
All right, can I ask you a quick question?
Shoot.
So, do you believe in stuff you've never seen, or do you not believe in stuff you've never seen because you've never seen it?
I don't believe in none of that.
Okay.
Pretty short and sweet there. I don't believe in none of that.
That's it.
Hold on one more time, fam.
Do you believe in stuff you've never seen, or do you not believe in stuff you've never seen because you've never seen it?
I don't believe in none of that.
Okay.
No, okay.
Okay. Thanks for the time.
Thanks for clarifying. What do you say, Lucius? Time to vote?
Yeah.
Okay, I might have missed one. Clapping back at these texters over here.
Okay.
But I believe we have Jamie Foxx with the Inside the NBA show. Wemby analysis from Stephon Marbury.
Mm-hmm.
Boosie, not a fan of Caleb Williams, painted nails.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor Questions with LaTroy Hawkins. Is
that's
there
cool. That's it, okay. I think. Yeah.
All righty. I'm going to go with this is tough. All these are good. Yeah. I could take either one. I'll go with Boosie. Uh-oh. Chief, how about you?
Yeah, same here.
Shoot, man.
It's 2-0.
Yeah.
Lucius?
Yeah. Yeah. My thong in his ass, man. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Wolchuk?
It's got to be the thong.
Okay. It's Boosie, yeah.
Brian.
Billions of little boys.
It's anonymous.
Billions are playing.
Billions,
that game,
bro.
Huh?
Unanimous. Boosie is the champ. If you ever miss the champ, you can tune in 2:20 right before Wolchuk's top 10. Lucius replays it for you in the first hour of the show every afternoon here in the nation. Although tomorrow at that time, we'll be in the middle of some Rangers baseball. So good luck to them. Hopefully they're looking for a series victory. You have the pregame coming up at 6 o'clock tonight. In the meantime, here's Lucius in L.A. Live.
Hey, it's a hump day edition of L.A. Live right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares, it's time you smoked. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
And you're from the UK? Are you the UK dude?
Yeah.
Nice. Where are you from?
London.
London. What part?
Like West London.
West London. Yeah. Nice. What's your club? What club do you support?
Fulham.
Fulham. Oh, I'm sorry. And nobody knows what we're talking about. That's fun. You guys call it football. In America, we call it
soccer.
Gay. And
who's butt naked wins.
Yeah. Hey, man, happy Pride Month, y'all. Have you boys over there celebrated Pride Month yet? You guys got any plans?
What do we do? How do we celebrate?
Yeah. See if you celebrated Pride Month. Yeah. It's still early in the game, bro.
Plenty of time.
Hey, this is LA Live for Wednesday, June 10th, 2026. It is a butt-naked Wednesday edition of LA Live. Shout out to Dallas's own Miss Erica Badu for naming today Butt Naked Wednesday. Peace to the gods and mad props to the god you're born. How you doing, sir? NBA Finals Game 4 tonight. I see Wu-Tang is going to be performing at the halftime.
That's right.
I like that better than Cardi B. No disrespect to Cardi B, but I just feel like that's more New York eccentric right now. Cardi got the fun songs, and she didn't even play those songs. She didn't even play the real New York songs. Mm. She went for new songs that she's trying to sell. Like, come on, man, what are we doing?
We don't want to hear that.
Play the hits. Classic, yeah. What that Bodak Yellow, girl?
Huh.
She says she gonna do what to who? Let's find out and see. Cardi B, you know where I'm at. You know where I be. Sorry, I love that little part when she say that.
So sassy.
Yeah, hey, I like when there's all these celebrities in the garden, but what I don't like on the broadcast is they're not putting the names under their faces.
they're not telling you who these celebrities are sometimes. Like, sometimes I get it.
Yeah.
Like, okay, that was Bloomberg. I got it.
Yeah.
But that should have had a little thing under there.
Yes.
To let us know that was Bloomberg.
Yeah. Is this, like, on the Jumbotron or, like, actually on the broadcast?
On the broadcast. On the broadcast. I want to see him on the broadcast. Yeah. The names, at least.
Mm-hmm.
I was just tired of looking in the background, like, oh, man, it's a whole lot. But every once in a while, just give us those, hey, and there's so-and-so, and there's that guy, and they're, oh, you know, give us that.
Yeah, because I'm at home like, hey, that's that guy. Yeah. Who is that guy?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's I would be the worst for recognizing celebrities, because I would be the dude that said, aren't you that guy that was in the movie with the
that one time
spaceship?
With that guy?
As Dick Wolf, you should have known that Law and Order was sitting down there. On the
right. That was cool.
They're right there next
to Law and Order.
That was both of them right there.
Yeah.
Woolchuck is very bad at spotting celebrities.
Yeah.
It was that golf dude that was standing right next to you, dog. Roy or something like that?
Yeah. Tiger Woods.
It was Rory.
Yeah, just standing right next to Woolchuck.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to tap him like, chill. I'm like, Woolchuck just talking, man. And then the Rangers and then, you know,
they had
like,
just they just traded for Max Scherzer, Lucius. Yeah, I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. And then, looking around us, we got Manny Pacquiao right in front of us here. It's like, wow, this is crazy.
Well, Chuck. All right. Every Wednesday, I like to ask the listeners of this station a question because you know way more about us than we know about you. And I'm just trying to get to know you. And we have a lot of visitors in town and new folks in town in the DFW. So I got a question for you. What's the rule everyone should know before living in or visiting the DFW? What's a rule everyone should know before living in or visiting the DFW? Guys got some.
Those on ramps from the service roads, you got to floor it.
You got to get on that damn thing.
Especially
you
35.
Do. You got to go.
I hate that. And you can see like the traffic coming and, this person is creeping on the ramp. You're like, man, you're going to get a smash, fam. Right, no, let's go.
Go, go, go.
Yeah, we used to talk about it like Ricky Bobby when La Martina and I first moved down here. When you approach that, we said slingshot engaged, and we'd time it up and just mash that gas coming through by the Coors Light sign on 35.
Yes.
Approach the AAC, get on there from the design district.
Dude, it is a crazy time.
You got to go.
It's a damn historic landmark, that Coors Light sign.
Yeah. It must be Pearl Beer way back in the day. First Pearl Beer, yeah.
Big traffic for sure.
Yeah.
And just like how spread out everything is.
Yeah, it's going to take you 30 minutes.
Like, just know ahead of time. It's going to take you a while to get anywhere.
Yeah. I got some answers like this from the Tolos. Rush hour traffic applies to every hour of the day.
Yeah.
It can. It definitely can.
It can happen. You'd be on your way to downtown Dallas at a weird time. You're like, what's all these lights?
Yeah.
What are all these people outside? Stay away from Deep Ellum at night.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah, it's good.
I hate to hear that.
I do too, because there's a lot of cool things.
Yeah. It's cool to walk down during the day.
It is. I mean, the only time I ever get to go down there is when we have that barbecue dinner down there. But you walk around afterwards, you're like, man, this is like a cool
vibe,
man.
Just when they get the drunk and get the fighting.
It's the only place that feels like an actual downtown in Dallas.
It's
happening. We got live music. There's bars open. There's people on patios.
Yeah, it's got some Sixth Street vibe to it a little bit.
You'll end up like a Spurs fan in New York City. will, dude. Mm-hmm. I would say just be careful.
Yeah. Let's get back to fighting. Everything doesn't have to be so permanent. Let's get back to fighting. You don't have to pull any weapons out. High school football is professional football here in the South, they says, here in DFW. So don't forget that. High school football player. He's basically Emmett for it right now until he graduates.
Yeah, that's not Cowboys Stadium. Yeah. That's a high school football
stadium.
Exactly,
Phil. The left lane has a 20 miles per hour over requirement.
Agreed.
Okay.
Yeah, I run into problems with that sometimes myself because I'm at 12 or 15 over, and then I see the person behind me like, oh, that's right. I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Like I was going pretty fast.
You know.
Sometimes you have to bail out. 88 miles an hour on the toll, and someone's like, get out of the way.
Thought I was doing okay, but okay. All right, if you want to go faster, then fine.
Yeah, big F-350 right behind you. Let me get the New York vibes. What else we got?
It's like Wimbledon.
Hey. I know. When someone says they're around the corner, that means they're 30 minutes away.
Yeah.
avoid 635 like the plague if possible.
Or use the underneath the
boy. Yeah. I use it all the time. That bill is nasty.
I know. Goodness. I live
they
it.
Get you for that.
I live
it's
it.
Expensive.
It's four. It's almost $5 a shot.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what.
It adds up.
It gets you to where you need past all that that crap at 635 and 35. A lot of indecision going on down there.
Sure.
It's a lot of indecision.
People just hang out in that right lane, like, I need to get off in two exits.
How about this one, Lucius, for people visiting? All barbecue places in Texas are not the same.
Woo!
Facts.
Say that again.
It's true. So do your research. If you're new in town, welcome. Love to have you here. But all barbecue places are not the same. Do your research.
Is the same apply for Tex-Mex, or do we think that most of the Tex-Mex spots, like, you're probably going to be okay?
I think you're a lot more okay with Tex-Mex spots. I don't know if
I just don't want people going home and like, oh, that was crap down there.
Yeah.
You know, do your research.
Right. Yeah.
Figure it out. Do a little research. You'll be all right.
Like, the soccer folks coming in, they're going to be like, let's get some Texas barbecue. They're going to go to the closest spot, and they'll probably end up with crap brisket.
Yeah. Don't do that. Do some research.
Beckham. Right. Beckham went to Blues Barbecue or whatever.
Yes. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, you're right. Warren G. from California. He comes here and he goes to one particular barbecue place.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say the name, but every time I see him, I'm like, come on, fam.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Come with me.
That's our quick joint. Like, that's our McDonald's of barbecues down here, playboy.
Get in the passenger seat. Let's go. Come on.
Yeah, come on. The Nickies. It's okay.
Let's see what else we got. What's a rule everyone should know before living in or visiting the DFW? This Tolo says, the weather is like every woman I know, bipolar. You never know. You never know what you're going to get that day.
Never know.
That's from Uncle Ron.
Heck yeah.
That was Ron.
He nailed it.
That's Uncle Ron.
Yeah. If you're not living sober, Uncle Ron, and your lady's bipolar, we're looking for you. Dallas isn't Fort Worth, and Fort Worth isn't Dallas.
That's true.
Don't mess with Texas because everyone is caring.
Yeah.
Stay off the left lane. Man, the left lane keeps coming up again. Here we go. Another left lane thing. Don't move to the pinks, the browns, the whites. Order butter beans in Highland Hills. Those are all apartment complexes, and this Tolo is 100% correct. This is 100% correct, bro. You can Google that.
Okay.
All four seasons in 1 week is not unusual. That's true. The left lane is for left lane again. Damn. Mm. The left lane is for people that are willing to pay a speeding ticket.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I find the middle and right lanes go fast enough for me these days.
Somebody on the fan text got me, bro.
214 nailed it.
God, dog.
Oh, you could tell. You could tell for sure.
Man, it was quick. Did I give it away? There's so many fast food kind of barbecue spots we got. He found it quick.
Did he get him? He did?
Yeah, he got it. He got it. Police in Balch Springs do not play.
Yeah, I mean, you could say that about a lot of areas around here.
Pantego. Irving, have you sitting outside your car? They're just going through it. I'm telling, they be going through it.
We're gonna wait for Officer Ruffins,
which is a dog, to sniff your car out before he lets you out of here.
You just sit tight.
Yeah, you sit tight, buddy.
What else we got for you boys? Ooh, I'm almost up against it. It's almost time for the Rangers game.
Rangers?
Yeah. Beef is a preferred protein of the masses here in the DFW.
Facts.
Let's go.
Get familiar with the NTTA.
Yes.
Gosh.
Yes.
Legals.
Yep. Yeah, I got another bill coming to me.
What if we just boycotted
without a tag, Dawson? You're running without a tag again?
Yeah, ran without a tag again.
Simple to go online.
Man. I know. And
no, you know what? They haven't been sending them. I called. I'm still waiting on a new tag.
No, don't do that, bro. They're gonna double charge you for something.
It's been ridiculous. I did it online and I've called, and I still haven't gotten anything. I don't know. They're backed up or something.
I think I need to see a therapist about my damn toll tag procrastination. I think it's been 8 months. Got a new car. Been meaning to do it.
Oh, no.
You just haven't done it.
Well intentioned.
I was going to do it, but we needed the new license plate. Right?
Oh,
I was getting everything filled out. I got caught up on my truck's toll tag from like 2 years, $3,000. And now I think I'm heading for a similar situation. Yeah.
And you still take it too, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
You're still adding on to it.
Yeah. I mean, the toll roads, especially the bush, you know, that is, our secret weapon, I feel like. Everybody from out of town is going to be like, oh, wow, the traffic's bad. Hit the bush. Yeah. You're going to be smooth sailing.
Hit that bush.
Somebody said every highway down here has multiple names, so you got to get used to that.
Yes.
You got the number and the name. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, and there's like six toll roads, but one of them is just named Toll Road.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Don't eat at Sweet Georgia Brown's. Used to be an amazing place. It used to be so amazing.
That's a shame.
Yeah, it used to be amazing. My sister told me stories about that one. All right, let's get ready for this game. I'm so excited. And I need some pizza to get my body back together.
Yeah, carbonated beverages, hydration.
Oh, my gosh.
Get a little sausage pepperoni tonight.
I got to get something, Dale.
Which game are you? You're talking finals? You talking Rangers?
Finals. Have both. The Rangers on the other squad. You know what it is. Have the Rangers right there on the other TV. I sit in my dad's pool room and watch it sometimes.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, it's a two or three TV situation here again tonight. And then tomorrow, thank you, Lucius.
Yep.
LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Tomorrow afternoon, they're going to have the pregame on in KNC's time slot at 12:30, first pitch at 1:10. And hopefully by then we're talking about the Rangers having the opportunity to win this series and get back to 500. Six straight times they've been within one, and six straight they've lost, including four in the last 2.5 weeks. So what do we got to do tonight? I know you've been counting on some Rangers keys to victory, because that's what I do for you here in the final segment before the Rangers pregame. And tonight it's going to be Mackenzie Gore against the right-hander Seth Lugo. Rangers sitting at 32-34. The biggest thing is to attack Lugo's pitch count. You got to get that elevated, because as you saw last night, this Royals bullpen is brutal.
Yeah.
What dude throw last night? Six straight balls to open up the ninth inning?
Yeah.
So you want to get to the bullpen, but also when Lugo faced the Rangers last week and a half ago, he did have success, and if you allow him to get ahead in counts and you're swinging early, he can definitely put up six or seven innings on you with one or two runs allowed, and that would potentially be tough to overcome here for these Texas Rangers. Speaking of tough to overcome, Jacques, is it Caglione, the rookie?
Mm-hmm.
There is an extra N at the end of his name. I want to point that out. I think we might be off on this, or maybe there was a birth certificate error or something like that, but the rookie, two bombs last night, and this might be one of the emerging stars, but definitely one of the hottest hitters in baseball over the past week. Yeah, I think it's Caglianone, I think is what it should be.
I had issues, but it is Caglione. That's just how everybody pronounces it. Yeah. But I had issues when he was drafted. Like, how the hell does he say this?
I'm calling BS on that pronunciation. I think he's just simplified it for the times.
Caglianone.
And then, Mackenzie Gore. I think this guy's stuff and his command has been really, really good since I called him out last month. And if he can limit the walks, I really like the Rangers' chances.
0.69 ERA and starts in KC.
Let's go.
He's been really good at Kauffman.
All right. He's dialed. So we're feeling good about Mackenzie Gore. Pregame coming up next. Thanks to Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup here. Master Control at 75 and 635. The man just went four flawless. That's hosting, engineering, and producing every day in the Pimp Cup, the Lakeside Studios. Thanks to Woolchuck and Schiafalo as well, your Nosebleed Brothers. Of course, Aiden Butler coordinating your video. You can watch us on YouTube, Twitch. Get the Odyssey app as well. It's the ultimate Tolo backup. And thanks to Brian Broaddus. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Till tomorrow after the Rangers game, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation on 105 through the Fan.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.